We encourage you to keep your Bibles open to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1 this morning, and we'll be looking at a few verses concerning life and the things that Solomon looked at least a few of the things in chapter 1 that was mentioned there concerning his search. As we studied Ecclesiastes from time to time as Christians and in our Bible classes and in our homes and on an individual basis, we know that Solomon is probably classified as the richest man that ever lived other than Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And the fact that he was a very wise man, God gave him wisdom, he was able to look into the areas of life to seek out, to try to find wherein man could find happiness. And the book of Ecclesiastes then is devoted to a man who was searching through the avenues of life that man can come in contact with while here on earth to find what can make a man happy. Certainly each one of us want to be happy in our life. There are different things that make people happy. Some people are happy with some leisure time, or some people are happy when they have extra money. Some people are happy for various reasons, but do we really know what true happiness is? God in His Word has revealed to you and to me, if we will read His Word, if we'll look into what He's telling us, even what Solomon says this morning to us in the book of Ecclesiastes, we can see our goal, what it should be. We should see what our priorities need to be, wherein we can learn to find happiness in life. As we talk about happiness in life, we understand that certainly life is going to have its ups and downs. There's going to be struggles and trials and troubles. There are going to be varying things that you're going to face and I'm going to face. We all have our own burdens to bear. At the same time, we're to help one another bear their burdens, each one another's burdens the best we can. But in life in general, God placed us on earth to attain some things in life. And we're going to see at the end of the lesson this morning that the attainment in life should be that when we look at every day and every week and every year that we live, at the end of it all, when you look back at what we've done and said and the places we've been, the things we've done, the things we've had in our life, should result in one thing, and that is that we have feared God and that we've kept His commandments. Because after all, He tells us there in Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13, 14, that this is the whole duty of man. But this morning, as we think about being happy, the song that Donald led before the lesson, I'm happy today. Solomon sought for happiness. He searched out those things. Let's look at verse 13 of Ecclesiastes chapter 1. And he said, I set my heart to seek and search out wisdom. He not only did he seek and search out wisdom, but he looked in every basic avenue of life to try to find wherein man could find contentment, or wherein man could truly find happiness. Let's look at that this morning. First of all, we see that Solomon looked into earthly wisdom. He had the ability to do that because God had blessed him as a man who would be filled with wisdom. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 12 through 18, we see that Solomon's life here, he's setting out as a search. He wants to look in every avenue of life to find in wherein is the value of life. Wherein is it in life that I can find things that will really make me happy? So he made that search. And so God promised him in his early years, he promised Solomon that, you know, that if he asked anything, he would give it to him. And Solomon chose wisdom. Look back to 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 28. We won't take time to read these verses, but there, as God was communicating with Solomon, Solomon had the option to choose among certain things in life, and the thing he chose was wisdom. And so we think about what God did for Solomon. He made him a wise man. So if I, as a human being, and even as a Christian trying to serve God, if I go out and try to find, to search for happiness on my own, and I look into every avenue of life, then as a human standpoint, I don't have the ability to find where happiness is. But I can go to God's Word, go to His book, and read and study it, and you can go to the Bible and read and study it, and we can find within the pages of God's holy book the inspired words that He gave and that was printed on the pages of the scrolls, and then later on in the entire Bible as we have it, we can find therein what we need to be seeking for in life so we can find some happiness and we can find the greatest blessings then in serving God. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 7, Solomon said, "And I set my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceive that this is also grasping for the wind." So, Solomon sought out earthly wisdom. He thought, maybe if I look in all the wisdom of the earth, all the world, the wisdom there, that I can find happiness. And you know, there still today in society, in the generations of man, you look back and you read about people in the histories of man, and they have sought in earthly wisdom or earthly knowledge to find contentment. They have sought through earthly wisdom or earthly knowledge through mankind to be able to find out what it will be in life that will make them happy. So Solomon then, he looked into earthly wisdom. So did he find happiness in being able to have and attain earthly wisdom? He sought out all these things. He said, "I set my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. And I perceive that this is also grasping for the wind." Now, Solomon's not saying that there's anything wrong with having knowledge or anything wrong with having wisdom, because it is a good thing if it's used in the right way. But that within itself and seeking within that certain thing to find happiness is not where true happiness is. He points that out. Note in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 19, we've studied or are in the process of studying from the book of Corinthians now in the Wednesday night class. But here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 19, as we look at what the Apostle Paul said concerning the wisdom of the world. He said, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He catches the wise in their own craftiness." So, we may seek out worldly wisdom. We may seek out earthly wisdom. But if we know many things about earthly wisdom and the things of this life, it's really that those things compared to what we can learn from God and from His Word and from what God knows and what God reveals to us through His Word, those things are really foolish in the sight of God's power and His wisdom and His knowledge that He lets us have an insight into when we read His Bible. So Solomon looked into earthly wisdom. Did he find happiness? No, he didn't. So he looked a little bit further. We see that he searched for happiness then. When he didn't find it in earthly wisdom, he sought it in earthly pleasure. And so, when we look at Solomon and his life and the things that he sought wherein man might find happiness, he looked in areas where man would naturally look because of our fleshly part, because of our human side. We tend to look at things that we can see and feel and touch and know that they're there. We have a tendency to go after the things of the world because, after all, man has a love of the world, of the things of the world, or the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, from the human standpoint. But we need to understand that happiness cannot be found in the gratification of the flesh. Happiness cannot be found in going out in earthly and worldly pleasures and involving ourselves in them, because really, earthly gratification, fleshly gratification, those things usually lead to problems in people's life. It usually leads to more sorrows than it does anything else. So Solomon said he's going to look into earthly pleasure. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. He said, "In my heart, come now, I will test you with mirth. Therefore enjoy pleasure, but surely this also was vanity. I said of laughter, madness, and of mirth, what does it accomplish? I searched in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine, while guiding my heart with wisdom, and how to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was good for the sons of men to do under heaven all the days of their life." So Solomon then, he searched out wherein man could find happiness through earthly pleasure. He admits that. He says he did that in Ecclesiastes chapter 2. And he had those things, what you might call earthly gratification, worldly pleasures. He had 700 wives. He had 300 concubines. But he learned in all that, and all the things he sought after of a fleshly nature, that there was no permanent happiness in any of it. that it would only lead to failure. It would only lead to more problem, and one lustful pleasure after another would make that person hunger after even more of that and lead them deeper and deeper into sin, if there is such a thing. One thing leads to another, and worse and worse and worse, waxing into sin and getting worse in the sight of God. So that cannot find happiness, Solomon says. So we need to be careful as human beings, and especially as Christians, that we don't look out into the things of the world, the things of the pleasure that we see other people maybe appear to be enjoying in sinful acts, and understand that those things will only harm us. Not only spiritually, but they'll harm us physically. So Solomon said he searched for happiness in earthly pleasure. Well, he didn't find it. And one thing to consider about the things of the world is that they are only passing pleasures. And while we're engaging ourselves in those things, we've separated ourselves from God because of the sin that's brought in our life by indulging in those things. Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So engaging in earthly pleasures, the pleasures of sin, the things of the world, separates us from God. Matter of fact, Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 59 verses 1 and 2 that your sins and iniquities have separated you from God. So what separates us from God? Sin does. Wherein can man find happiness? Being in God and with God and obeying God. And when we sin, it separates us from God. So when Solomon looked into the earthly pleasures and had all the gratification of the flesh that anyone could enjoy, he understood that there's not true happiness in this. There's no real grounds for finding happiness because these things too are passing. They're only for the moment. And if we die in that moment, what happens? We're going to lose our soul because we're separated from God because of the pleasures of sin we're engaging ourselves in. But go back to 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. As I mentioned earlier, that the things of the world are only going to be here for a little while. The gratification of the flesh, the earthly pleasures, they're passing things. 1 John chapter 2, beginning in verse 15, he says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." Now look at verse 17. "And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." So there's the key in 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, along with what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse and chapter 2 then, is that we're not going to find true happiness. We're not going to find true satisfaction in earthly pleasure because it's only a brief thing. It's only a passing thing. It's only a whim of the pleasures of the flesh, and they're going to pass away, and the things of the world are passing away. As a matter of fact, we can't find happiness in the things of the world and earthly pleasure, because if we engage ourselves in the things of the world, the sins of the world, then we can't be happy in that because we're separated from God. Anyone who's in their right mind and have their true understanding that we are flesh and we're vanishing away on this earth, that we need to take care of our spiritual part, that we need to stay away from the things of the world and don't let that influence us, because that can only bring sadness when we lose our soul. Romans 12 verses 1 and 2, Paul, he beseeched the brethren at Rome. He said, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed," or "be not fashioned," as some versions say it, "be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that ye may prove what's that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived that we have recorded of, other than Jesus the Son of God, he sought for happiness. He sought to see if the pleasures of earth and the things of this earth and the pleasures of sin for a season could be where man could find happiness. And he said, "No, it's not going to happen. We can't find it there because it's only a passing thing. And whatever we find in earthly pleasures, it's going to bring ultimately bad results. So we need to understand to stay away from those things and not engage ourselves in them. Go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25. There it talks about Moses, the man of God, who was in Egypt. And of course, he was born as an Israelite, and he was born then, and he was hidden in the there in the basket in the side of the river, and he was saved from the wrath of Pharaoh when the oldest in each house of the Hebrews was to be put to death. And so then he was taken in, and his own mother was used then to be his nurse and care for him. He grew up in the house of Pharaoh in the land of Egypt. And he had anything that he wanted as being the son of Pharaoh, as being in the family of Pharaoh. He could have had all the pleasures of sin for a season. But there in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25, he understood the reproaches of sin for a season, and he chose rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, the earthly pleasures of the things of the world. He chose rather to suffer affliction with who? With the people of God. So this morning, as we think about looking for happiness and searching for happiness in our life, Solomon says we're not going to find it when we look in earthly wisdom, and we're not going to find it when we look in earthly pleasure. But thirdly, Solomon searched for happiness, or is this where man can find contentment? Is this where man can find the best things in life that he can have and to enjoy? He searched in earthly wealth. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2. We'll look at verses 4 through 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, beginning in verse 4. He looked into this area of life. He said, I made me great works. I built myself houses. I planted myself vineyards. I made myself gardens and orchards. I planted all kinds of fruit trees in them. I made myself water pools from which to water the growing trees of the grove. I acquired male and female servants and had servants born in my house. Yes, and I had greater possessions of herds and flocks than all who were in Jerusalem before me. I also, he says in verse 8, I also gathered for myself silver and gold, the special treasures of kings and of the provinces. I acquired male and female singers, the delights of the son of men, and musical instruments of all kind. Look at verse 9. He says, so I became great and excelled more than all who were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. When you look at him and you see what he searched for, he looked in those verses we just read for earthly wealth. Can we find happiness and enjoyment in that? Is that where true happiness is? Well, look at verse 11 of Ecclesiastes chapter 2. He says, Then I looked at all the works that my hands had done, and on the labor in which I had toiled, and indeed all was vanity and grasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun. Solomon said, I looked at it. I enjoyed it. I had it, I tried it, but true happiness was not to be found in earthly wealth. Solomon then, he was described over in 1 Kings, we have on the board noted chapter 10 there, Solomon was described as being one of the richest men that ever lived. And so, Ecclesiastes 5 verse 10, he goes on and says then, if we look over two more chapters where we're at in our text this morning, he says, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money. Nor he who loves abundance with increase. This is also vanity. So, what's Solomon telling us? He's not saying there's nothing wrong, that there's something wrong with a dollar bill or a $50 bill or $1,000. He's not saying there's something wrong with earning a paycheck. He's not saying there's anything wrong with being a millionaire or having a good house or having good clothes to wear. But what he is saying is that when we seek into these things and our intent is to find our happiness in life, in money, in wealth, in the things that it can purchase, then our priorities are wrong. We need to use whatever God blesses us with, whether it be a penny or whether it be $100 or whether it be $1,000,000. Use it in our life in a way that's right. Use it in a way that we can serve God while we have that. But true happiness cannot be found in riches alone. This is also vanity. We need to consider Matthew chapter 6 verses 19 through 20 when Jesus himself talked about being careful about trusting in riches, putting in our faith in things of this world, the treasures of this life, to find contentment and happiness, because it's not going to lead us in the right direction. He said, Matthew 6:19-21, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust does not corrupt and where thieves do not break through and steal. So our priority needs to be in spiritual things, not in earthly wealth. Certainly we're going to have things that God blesses us with, money to spend perhaps, a place to live, a car to drive, clothes to wear, food, clothing, and shelter. These things are part of wealth. These things are part of the things we can use. But don't trust in those things. Don't look for happiness in those things. The mistake that we can make as human beings is that we go out to search for money and more money and wealth and more holdings, and we get intent on that, and our focus then is on things that we can feel and touch and use. And so we get lost up in that and think we can find happiness. Well, money is perishing. Holdings is perishing. Our belongings are perishing. Even we ourselves are perishing. He says true happiness is not found in earthly wealth. Well, the fourth thing that Solomon said then, wherein he sought out where man might be able to find happiness, he looked in earthly political power. Not only was Solomon wise, he was rich, he enjoyed all the pleasures of this life, but he had earthly power. He had position, he was prominent, he was the king over all Israel, he had all these riches, he had all these things, but he looked in this political power to see if he could find happiness, and he said, it's not there, my friends. Look at chapter 4 of Ecclesiastes, verses 13 through 16. He says there, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, beginning of verse 13 and going through verse 16. He says, better a poor and wise youth than an old and foolish king who will be admonished no more. For he who comes out of prison to be king, although he was born poor in his kingdom, I saw all the living who walk under the sun. They were with a second youth who stands in his place. There was no end of all the people over whom he was made king. Yet those who come after him will rejoice in him. Sure, this also is vanity and grasping for the wind. Solomon being king over Israel, over God's people, he had the prestige, he had the preeminence, he had the power, he had the position, he had the earthly valor. He had all that authority given to him from God, to serve in that earthly kingdom and have all that power. But in all that, in all the things that Solomon had and looked at day after day in his position as a earthly ruler over the people of God, over the children of Israel, he realized that true happiness cannot be found in power, in preeminence, in domineering over other things. He said then, surely this also is vanity and grasping for wind. How about my life and your life? How can we compare our lives to what Solomon looked at? It may be that, for example, there's a man who has a job and he's working in a position, maybe in a plant, in an industry, or in a corporation, and he starts out at the ground level and he's got his college education. He goes in and he's working. He wants that next position. Then he gets that next position. He wants more. And so he gives up time with his family. He gives up time reading the Bible. He gives up time with the church. He gives up time to care about others, to reach that next step, to have that gratification of power, to get that next promotion, to go as high as he can get in the corporate world. And once he gets there, then he looks around. And oftentimes, he's lost his family. He's lost his friends. He's lost his credibility to be able to communicate with other people on a decent level. And he's lost his relationship with God. Not in all cases, but in many cases. So what Solomon's saying is, power and preeminence is not where happiness is found, not where true happiness is. He's not saying there's anything wrong with a man having some power, or having a position, or having authority in life, or being able to use that to provide for his family. What he's saying is, don't put your trust in it, because not real happiness is going to be found there, because that too is going away. that too will vanish as with everything else. So, this morning we've looked at four different areas of life wherein Solomon sought for happiness. We sang the song this morning that Donald led for us before the lesson concerning, I'm happy today. I'm happy today. As Christians, we can be happy today because God gave His Son, His Son gave His life, and God gave His will and His way through His Word to us. We can find true happiness in obeying God. So, if you note on the board, what we've learned from Solomon here is that the wisest man that ever lived, other than the Jesus, the Son of God, after all his searching, after all the things he indulged in, of all the power he had, all the things he looked at in every aspect of life with all his wisdom, what did he say? How did he sum it up? Look at Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14. We mentioned this in the first 2 minutes of our lesson this morning. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Solomon, who basically had it all, knew it all, indulged in it all, knew about all of it, he said, my friends, real happiness, true contentment, true things in life and accomplishments in life cannot be found in things of this world, but it can be found in turning our life over to God, fearing Him and keeping His commandments. Because God is going to bring every work into judgment. Well, these two lessons we learned from Solomon this morning, life without God is useless, and real happiness is found in obeying God. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, the Apostle Paul said, rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice. Well, if we want happiness, then we need to be in the Lord. And if we're in the Lord and serving Him, we can find true happiness. Because we can receive forgiveness of sins. We have the avenue of prayer with God through His Son because we're in the Lord. We have the relationship with other brothers and sisters in Christ. We are right in the sight of God, so if something happens, we know where we're going. We need to rejoice in the Lord. We need to find happiness in knowing that God has blessed us through His Word and through His will and through His way and through His Son, and we have access to that. If we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, confess that and repent of our sins and be baptized into Christ, we can have our sins washed away. There's no greater thing to rejoice in and to be happy in than to know that we've been forgiven of our sins. Even as a Christian, we know we have an advocate with the Father, that if we do sin, we can confess our wrong and we can pray to Him and He'll forgive us of our sins. No greater happiness can be found than to know that we're forgiven, that we're right with God. Rejoice in the Lord always. One last point concerning our happiness today is found in Matthew chapter 5 verses 1 through 12, where Jesus talked about those who are happy, those who are blessed. You know, we are blessed and we should rejoice. We should rejoice in the fact that the Lord has given us and supplies for us everything that we need through Christ Jesus. We need to turn to Him. And if we do that, we'll receive those spiritual blessings and we'll be able to get through the other areas of life that may come our way of a material, physical, or financial nature because we're trusting in God and we're doing the right thing. So let's put our trust in God. Let's search in the right way to find happiness because we can find true happiness today by looking to God and obeying Him. This morning, if you're here and you have something in your life that you need to correct in a public way, Donald's going to lead us in the invitation song. And if you have need that we can help you with, we urge you to come while together we stand and while we sing.